Welcome back, pop stars. I'm Rizzo.
I'm Benji.
This is the Pink Popcast podcast where we talk about film, media,
and everything else.
And today we're talking about Kung Fu Panda
4.
Skadoosh. We just got back from the theater. It is, what time is it right now, Benji?
8 o'clock. It is 11:53.
We sure PST. Love to do that, don't we?
Yeah, I don't know how that tends to happen every time we end up doing this around midnight.
Well, we were out with friends and we didn't want to tell them like, hey, can you guys stop being so cool?
Stop being fun. We have to film. Also, we drove, so good luck.
I know. Why did we? We were driving them everywhere. We were like straight up dad vibes, which kind of like... Not unlike this movie.
Ah, there was some dad vibes.
Not
in
unlike
there.
Mr. Ping, and I can't remember Panda Dad's name.
Poe is our Shen? Panda.
Okay, hold on.
Seamus.
Let me look it up real quick. We can do a real brief summary. This will be the spoiler-free part up front, and then we'll get into a little bit of the spoiler area afterwards. Not too much. Again, like we said, it's late, so we're not trying to waste time. So, Kung Fu Panda 4, tell us about it, Benji. What do people need to know?
It's the one right after the third one, right before the possible fifth one, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Is that where we're going?
I was asking more story-wise, but story-wise, okay, let them know.
Story-wise.
So what do we have going on here?
Story-wise, there is a new villain in town, big shocker. Poe is having to learn another lesson. Not quite. He's not learning another lesson. But he is having to face this villain who can become any other villain that he's already faced. So he's kind of facing every villain that he's had up to this point.
Mm-hmm. So we've got Jack Black returning as Poe, the titular Kung Fu Panda. And now joining him, instead of the Furious Five, who sadly are not as involved in this film as you might have hoped they would be, we have Awkwafina as, was it Zen?
Shen? Kept hearing Shen, but I was like, I don't think that's right.
Hold on. I've got it pulled up.
What's his face's name?
It is, Zhen. Z-H-E-N.
Okay. Okay, so they were pronouncing like a Chinese Shen.
Yeah, Shen. So we have this new character who's basically a thief, gets introduced trying to steal something from the palace, and then Poe reluctantly has to join forces with Shen. To find this new villain who threatens the Valley of Peace as they love to do, and apparently has a personal vendetta with the Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
And we are told that Tai Lung has returned. So there's a lot of stuff like that happening. And at the same time, Poe is told that he's got to, for some reason, hand over the reins of being the Dragon Warrior, which, although I saw someone make a comment, they were like, wait, it didn't seem like anyone was in too big of a rush to have a Dragon Warrior until Tai Lung was like a threat. And then they're like, oh, I guess we got to pick one now. But then not Master Oogway, but
Shifu
had like no clue what being a
Dragon Warrior was supposed to be.
And then suddenly every movie since, he's like, oh, this is what
the Dragon Warrior does. And it's like, are you sure? Because there was really only gold on that paper. There isn't really a description of this job.
So up front, I will say this movie has great energy. If you are worried that the film's going to feel a little bit less than the others, you might have your own little nitpicks here and there. I would say overall, the energy is fun. I think the dynamic works. I think there's still a lot of fun to be had with the story and possibility. There are little nitpicks here and there in terms of, what is a Dragon Warrior supposed to do? Why does it sound like it's always changing? Hasn't Poe essentially learned this lesson before?
Yeah, isn't he done?
Yeah, is he not done learning? But as many masters would say, you're never done learning.
You're never done, exactly.
But I enjoyed the dynamic between Poe and Shen, or Zen, however we're supposed to pronounce it. I enjoyed the idea of, it felt a little less like they were retreading things because now Poe had to teach another character. Mm-hmm. So I like that dynamic.
I mean, he technically, what was it, the second one where he was like, you have to teach
them? No, that was the third one. No,
okay. And he was like, what am I going to teach them? And then he didn't teach them anything.
I think this movie did a little bit better of kind of...
of having him be a mentor.
Yeah, be a little bit more naturally a mentor rather than just like last minute, oh, let's train all the villagers and hope that they understand Kung Fu in a day.
Yeah.
So so he's saddled up with this character. They have to find the new villain, who is played by Viola Davis.
Viola Davis, and she did The Thing.
And her second villain in a year in a fourth film of a series. Because she was, and she's eating it up. Yeah. Viola Davis, if she...
Honestly, I didn't recognize her voice. Like, I was like, wasn't Viola Davis supposed to be in this one? And then I was like, this villain sounds familiar, but I can't place it. And I was like, okay, so she's actually doing work as a voice actress, not just doing the celebrity. I'm lending my voice to this character, but not actually doing anything with it.
She had some fun with it. Honestly, I enjoyed the villain too. If I was to say, well, first off, what were your likes or dislikes with this movie in the non-spoiler?
Non-spoiler, I would say I did enjoy the dynamic, like you said, between mentee-mentor. I disliked, yes, the fact that it felt like we were... There were certain areas where it felt like we were kind of, and obviously these movies have their kind of the way that they flow.
Right.
But I was just like, this is the fourth movie and it's going the exact same way, which is Poe thinks that he has it everything down, what's going on.
Right.
Then he's hit with, oh, by the way, here's a thing to shake up what you've found to be working up to this point right now. Oh, and while you're doing that, there's also a new villain that you have to figure out how to defeat, and you'll probably figure it out at the last second.
They definitely have
a... it's a pattern that I'm just like, I would like to break up the pattern. Now, we did do, I enjoyed that the villain was more like, is it Shen, the peacock?
Shen, yes, Lord Shen.
Lord Shen. So I like that it was that villain was a little bit more, this villain was a little bit more, nuanced, the villain took a different approach in their villainy. I will leave it at that. So I enjoyed that aspect, but it was like, it was very like, obviously cut and paste storyline right. of how these go. But if you're like about Kung Fu Panda, it's what you want.
If the wheel ain't broke,
don't, you know, retread it.
Well, that's not that, it's funny too, because they had a line in this film. The movie is all about change. And something I did really appreciate is that even if it was predictable, they still put effort into making sure everything that's in the movie leans into the theme of the movie, which is not something I really felt with the third Kung Fu Panda. It was great because we literally just premiered our Kung Fu Panda 3 reaction today when going to see the fourth movie. So I was like, I'm ready. We finally watched all three movies. Yeah. I'm in the world of Kung Fu Panda. I enjoyed Kung Fu Panda 3, and the thing I liked about this movie is that it made me enjoy the third one more, because I liked this one a little bit more than I liked 3. Okay. In fact, I would put it in order as to like 1. No, I would put it in 2, 1, 4, 3. That would be the order I would put my enjoyment of Kung Fu Pandas.
I think I'd concur with that.
Yeah, 2, 1, 4, 3 seems about right. And what I liked about this movie is that, unlike the third film where I didn't feel really connected. Why do these villains all have similar names? Kai is the villain from the third one. He's the ox,
we have
yak, whatever the hell he
Kai,
is.
Kai, then we have Tai Lung.
Kai and Tai. Shen, Zen, and then the chameleon. Thankfully, the chameleon, not to be confused.
Was the chameleon?
The chameleon was Viola Davis's character in this. Ooh. And the chameleon's character, like I said, the theme of this film was all about change. The chameleon is a character that changes on the outside but doesn't change internally. And Poe was once again dealing with the idea of change. What I liked about this one, and I've actually felt this about a lot of fourth movies where I feel – where the third movie will kind of tread water, I think this would probably made a better third movie. In the sense that I feel like Poe's journey feels a little bit more different, whereas the third one felt like it was just what you saw in the second movie.
It's like we said when it was like, now you have to figure out who you are. And it's like we literally spent the whole second movie doing that. And I know there's like a subtle difference, but it felt more like a writing difference. Yeah. I guess we can lean into this angle of finding who you are rather than being like, we're going to tread a whole different idea of growth.
Where if you're thinking of like a traditional three-act story, first act, you have the nobody who becomes a somebody. Second act, you have the somebody who learns to be more comfortable with their self and really get to understand what being that somebody means. And then the third act is where the somebody then has to kind of either come to terms with moving on or passing the torch. And I think this movie did, again, it's not reinventing the wheel, but it did a good enough job in the universe of Kung Fu Panda of essentially passing the torch, but not making you feel like you got cheated out of a villain. So the whole theme of change really works. And what all this started from is there's a line in it where, of course, Mr. Ping, freaking MVP of all of these movies. I love that freaking goose.
I know.
He's my favorite character. James Hong does an amazing job. And he says a line where it's like either he says the line or his son's quoting him on the idea of that you have to sometimes change the recipe or else like the it'll get stagnant. You kind of want to you don't want people to get bored with the flavor, which I thought was both funny and a little like ironic because I'm like, this is more of the same. Mm-hmm. But it is a fun more of the same.
But I think they're changing the recipe. Like it's still soup. It's still noodle soup. But now it's noodle soup with scallions versus noodle soup with ginger, say. So it's like there's different elements in the soup, but it's still soup.
Yeah. And something I'll say strength-wise, I agree with Benji. I liked I saw an article that said that Kung Fu Panda 4 wastes its villain by not like – and I didn't read the full article, but like the first few lines were something along the lines of like – you know, the motivation doesn't make sense. And I'm like, but really, I feel like every single motivation, all four of the motivations have been pretty like lame, if you're really being honest. In terms of they all just want power at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them wants more power.
For whatever the reason is, it's ultimately power. It comes down to I want power and this is the reason that I've decided
and I was
why.
Betrayed.
Yeah.
But I think Kung Fu Panda does a great job of having interesting villains, even if their motivation's not necessarily the most unique, the way they go about it is interesting. My biggest issue with Kai in the third movie is I didn't feel like he was a mirror or he didn't present anything interesting to Po. He on his own was interesting, but in relation to Po's journey, they didn't do much with him.
I feel that.
Whereas
he was just kind of his own outside force that Po just had to deal with, but he wasn't directly tied to Po.
Tai Lung was like, it was the first movie you're establishing this universe. He was like, I deserve this, whereas Po didn't feel like he deserved it. That makes for an interesting pairing. And then he also related more in terms of like how Shifu related to Tai Lung, because he was like, I knew someone who was deserving and you're not it, but that one who was deserving is now the villain. That works. Obviously, Shen's a fantastic villain. He both represents the idea of inner peace as well as I killed your parents. Awesome. Kai was like, yeah, I also want power. And Po was like, well, that's no bueno. That's no good. And it was like, I'm connected to Oogway, but they didn't really do much with that.
Yeah.
Outside of a flashback. Mm-hmm. Whereas the chameleon directly kind of represents we're both from like small beginnings. We both change and even just like they have more interaction. I just like villains that actually interact with their heroes more.
Outside of just the fight at the end.
Yeah.
But they still didn't really interact until the end.
They had at least two or three scenes.
I was like, if that's not a spoiler or not, I don't know. But
I mean,
anyways.
So, but I appreciated the villain. I liked the method they went. I liked how small she was. Yeah. Like when she wasn't transforming, she was so tiny.
She was small.
And I just thought that made for interesting compositions and scenes where they were literally having her walk past these huge characters that were afraid of her.
Yeah.
And it really kind of let that sink in. Like, this is a powerful villain.
Yeah.
Because if you're just looking at her, you would not expect it. Mm-hmm. Also, our first female villain. So, you know.
Yeah. I think that there was a lot there. I felt like it felt to me that they were like, oh, y'all haven't had a female villain? I'm sorry. Here you go. Here's somebody. Like, she's great, right?
You could do worse than having Viola Davis.
I was about to say, and not to say that it was like a pandering thing necessarily.
Right.
But it did feel very like they were like, oh shit, yeah, we haven't done that. I guess this one could be a female. Why the fuck not? You know?
It's funny.
But it did play into the character, though.
Yeah. Mm. I liked that a lot. So that would be like my non-spoiler likes and dislike. I feel like I had more dislikes, but probably as we talk through the. Mm-hmm. I'll say ultimately, I really had a good time. They had, I won't say the best set pieces, because I think there are, I will say it had some very creative set pieces, a lot of clever, funny jokes. I think it toned back the goofiness of the third movie.
Yeah.
And split the difference between the third and the second one. I appreciated the return to form on that end.
Or the first and second?
It just was not as goofy as the third, so I appreciated that.
Yeah.
It was still goofier than the first and the second, but it wasn't as goofy as the third one. I really enjoyed the – there's two set pieces. There's one in a rickety bar on top of a cliff that was fun, and then there's a chase sequence through the new city that got some big
– yeah.
Big laughs out of me.
Nice. Yeah. Yep. And we all heard them. It was a fun theater too. Like the people were very engaged in what was going on. A lot of audience participation as far as laughing and enjoying or ooing and kids. Or awing.
Kids and adults.
Yeah. Everybody together was kind of invested in this movie, which was nice. So I think that's a plus just in general, I guess, audience wise, is that it does have a very wide appeal.
Mm-hmm. And again, I would say to finish off like our spoiler free section, if you're going into this and you're seeing negative comments, there can be negative comments. But at the end of the day, unless for some reason you viscerally hate Awkwafina, because there are people out there who just hate her.
And she wasn't super Awkwafina-y.
No.
If that's like, I like her, but I know that people like hated in Little Mermaid how like just her voice on Scuttle. And I was like, I mean, even that was toned back a lot from this one. Or this one was toned back a lot from even that.
Yeah. So if you're going into this expecting, if you love Kung Fu Pandas 1-3, you're going to like this movie.
Yeah.
I really, truly do not think it. It's not treading water in enough in areas to make you angry. It doesn't undo outside of the fact that it still seems very nebulous what being a dragon warrior is. But honestly, that's an issue all three of the movies have done previously. It's not like this movie doesn't introduce anything that truly, in my opinion, betrays the films that came before it. Mm-hmm. And I think it has enough fun in the universe to be something that you can enjoy. Great kids movie. Just scary enough to be fun, but not too scary. I think it's a good time. However, minor spoiler in terms of Furious 5, close your ears. If you're expecting to hear their voices, you're going to have a bad time.
They are not there. They are there in visual only.
But not in paycheck for Seth Rogen, Lucy Liu, Jackie Chan, Angelina Jolie, or David Cross.
Nice. You just dropped all five of those names. No hesitation.
No hesitation.
It's taken me a second. I'm like,
did I miss any of them?
No. That was all five.
That's all five of them. Yeah. So if you want to go see Kung Fu Panda 4, go see Kung Fu Panda 4. I wouldn't be opposed to watching this on the channel at a certain point. Obviously, we've seen it already. We do that. We like seeing movies, y'all.
We like them in theaters.
We like seeing movies in theaters.
We like seeing movies with friends.
Yeah. Sorry.
And then we come back and we watch them with you guys.
With you,
y'all
friends.
Are also our friends.
We enjoy watching movies multiple times, so... obviously, check that out if we eventually do it. We're going to get into the spoilers section, but if you're watching this on YouTube, you can listen to the full podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to watch the full video podcast, it's on our $1 tier of Patreon.
Mm-hmm. If you just want to hear our thoughts, it's free on
anywhere
you can listen to a podcast.
If we're signing off on YouTube, thanks for listening or watching, whatever.
Sweet dreams, Papa Stars.
Keep watching
or listening or whatever,
but we're still here. Are they still here, Benji?
Okay, are you guys are you still here for the podcast, for the
okay
or the video?
All right, spoiler, there was a twist that I felt really stupid for not seeing coming.
Yeah,
I felt stupid, Benji. Okay, so I will say the movie starts off with a new threat. Duh. Kung Fu Panda is told that he needs to choose a successor instead of...
Kung Fu Panda is told. Poe is told.
He's told he has to choose a successor and that he should stay in the Valley of Peace or whatever it's called and choose. And he's like, no, Master Shifu, I'm going to do my own thing. And he meets this new character, Awkwafina Shen, and is like, she says, hey, I can tell you where this villain is. Turns out, she was working for the Chameleon the whole time.
The whole time.
And I felt like a little idiot, a right old idiot, for not seeing that twist coming until right before it happened.
Yeah.
And I sat there in the theater just going, you massive moron.
I will say, I wasn't kicking myself because I tend to not pay a lot of attention to the storyline in the beginning of Kung Fu Panda because it is a lot of
the same beats
where it's just like, okay, we got, you know, he's comfortable. Now they're going to tell him something that he's going to disagree with and not see the point of doing it.
Right.
And then it's going to come back later that it's important. So in all of that, I was just kind of like, all right, let's get to the part where we're really like doing things.
Fair.
And so like halfway through, I wasn't picking up on the original beats because I was like, okay, new person, like they're probably going to be the next Dragon Warrior.
Of course, which, you know, they were.
So I was not necessarily future reading because I guess that's one way though, because you subvert expectation because my expectation was like, you know, okay, this goes a certain way, like, and I don't have to necessarily future read here because there's nothing to read. And they're like, just kidding, if you had been paying attention, which you should.
And if you're going in the comments saying, well, I saw that coming from a mile away, great, it's a made for kids movie. Like,
well, don't take anything away from them. That's good.
No, I know, but if you're gonna be nasty to us, be like, how do you like
you.
How do you like this? It's so obvious. Like, no. Yeah, and I still enjoyed it.
If you called it good for you, we called it like right as it was happening, right when the cage dropped on Poe.
It's funny because so the entire time they mention that the Staff of Wisdom that he has, that, you know, the now Dragon Warrior has, which again, it's like, why didn't he get that in the first movie? But I digress. He has this staff, and he mentions, like, it has to be given.
Well, I don't think that he's the Dragon Warrior doesn't get the staff. Like, the spiritual leader.
Right, whatever.
Gets
but
that.
He still has to pass it along. Like, apparently, you can't just take it, you have to be given it. I'm pretty sure that was a point because they do this whole thing where she leads him, Awkwafina's character leads him into the palace. He gets kidnapped. They're like, we need to pry this open. And then he's like, here, use the staff. And it was like, right as it landed, the entire time. I my biggest issue with the movie was just this character is so shifty. Like, he promises, if you help me get to the chameleon, I will lessen your jail time. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, this is the type of character who would just run away.
Yeah.
But she kept sticking with him. And I was like, why are you sticking with him? Mm-hmm. I don't know why I didn't follow that logical thread into,
I know,
she's sticking with him because she has to.
Yeah. You kind of dismiss it because you're like, it's a kid's movie.
It's a kid's movie.
It's Kung Fu Panda. Like, it goes, it's pretty straightforward, so you're not going, well, what are the, there's gonna be twists and turns, so what are they?
They don't really do twists and turns though in this series.
No, which is why I think good for them, because I wasn't looking for any.
No,
I was just kind of
obvious.
Like, I was like, yeah, because I remember when he first got her out and she had the staff, like, she was like, so what's up with the staff? And she like picked it up and he was like explaining it, and I was like, why would you not just run off right now? And then I was like, well, I guess maybe she like likes him now or something, or she wants to.
Yeah, it kind of leaned into it. It's like, oh, it's a kid, so we don't think about it. Just kidding.
Yeah, then they were like, we have a reason, which I'm like, fair, good. Good for that. I definitely was right when he got flung in the room and the cage fell directly on where he landed. I was like, oh, that seems like a fucking setup.
Yeah.
And then like he handed the staff and I was like, oh, it is a setup. Okay.
I hate it. And it was like, because he had to give it to her. She couldn't just steal it.
Yeah.
He had to give her the staff. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that's what they were going for. And I loved that little trickery.
That's good.
I liked the mood and atmosphere of this film. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very cinematic. I enjoyed kind of the art direction and the cinematography. It was fun watching a lot of the fight scenes take place on a big screen because I think I'd only ever seen the first and second one. And I don't remember them. Mm. So it's, I mean, if you have a chance to see this in theaters, you should. It's a fun movie in theaters.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them in theaters. So this was.
Oh, is this your first?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the animation has gotten just more realistic and gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it looked really cool. And there was a lot of scenes like in the nighttime that I really appreciate. I even like the opening scene. Was that like not boring to you, like seeing him be the Dragon Warrior and defend the lands?
Which part? What was
just
he,
the beginning
who was he
sequence
fighting?
Where you're watching him like fighting the flying stingray?
Oh, that was cool. That was fine. I was like,
I mean, it's like, because I know for you a big thing is just like, all right, let's get to the knowing.
Let's get to the meat of the movie. But yeah, it is good to watch him be competent. The thing ate three little piglets, and I was like, Jesus! Like,
it's a good thing we have a dragon
good
warrior
for him. Yeah, no, I was gonna say it was nice to watch it in theaters and not have bright lights in my face while I was watching it.
Yeah,
so I was able to kind of get lost in it a little bit more.
Another thing I really enjoyed was the they leaned into the fact that the biggest strength of these movies is Poe. Like, he Yeah, there are two things that Poe's going to do. He's going to be optimistic, and he's not going to know what he's supposed to do next.
Until the very last few scenes.
And then he's
going
to know what to do next.
Oh, I got this. Poe going Poe.
Poe going Poe. And I love that he's optimistic and that directly played. I think the best Kung Fu Panda movies directly play into, there's only four, but they do play into the fact that, like, you're optimistic, which is in stark contrast to the world around you. Mm-hmm. Like, the first one especially, I think, did that the best, where nobody took him seriously. Mm-hmm. And the villain was literally beat in the most playful final battle of any of the films.
Yeah.
And he's literally just chilling as Tai Lung's, like, trying to beat him.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he's not even like making fun of him. He's not goading him. He's just being himself. And that energy and that playfulness just is so infectious.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, like, all that to say that they put that in the story in the sense that you have a character who is shady, who only looks out for herself, who doesn't trust people, paired up with a character who's like, no, we do the right thing. We take care of others. Even when people are attacking us, we don't steal from them. I thought that was really cute. I'm like, yeah, have we seen it before in movies? Yes.
Yeah.
But it works in this because it's Jack Black and his voice acting, and you love Poe. Mm-hmm. And you can trust, like, yeah, Poe's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we trust Poe. I think I think that there is a lot there. To the fact that his character is very, like, he is innocent and naive, and he sees the best in everything, and that's what both usually puts him in danger, but also what ultimately gets him out of it.
Yeah.
Is like, it's kind of like, if you were a little bit more world weary, you wouldn't have trusted this person in the first place.
Yeah.
But also, now that you've gone through all of that and come out, now you have another experience, you have more life training, and you've gotten somebody now in this specific one. It's like, now you got a friend out of it. So,
and actually, I'll say two friends, maybe not friends. Friends is a strong word, but what I really like, one of my biggest things I enjoyed about this, especially as I don't think this is going to be the last Kung Fu Panda movie, but kind of as a spiritual capper to his journey, I like that they brought Tai Lung back to actually in a very calm way, admire him.
Yeah.
And, like, respect him. And honestly, I can buy that, because he was never like he was evil, but it wasn't like the type of evil that's like intrinsic of like, I just want to kill. He was betrayed, like, emotionally. Yeah.
And I think once he had a few years
in the
spirit world to kind of just chill and be like, fine, like, okay, and see him be a dragon warrior. Because I don't know if they can peer into the real world, but it seems like maybe he could. I don't know, but
maybe Oogway can, but I don't think other characters are.
But he came back and was like, oh, the panda's still the dragon warrior, and he's been doing good. Like, I mean, shit, maybe they were right to pick him.
He wasn't even fully on board. It was until the end when he fought to give them their kung fu back, and he was like, mad respect.
Because at first he was like, when she had the staff, he was like, you would have never given that to you. He's the dragon warrior, and he was kind of like, I feel like that's not right. Like, I wouldn't have picked him, but, like, nobody would have done that.
Right.
And then once it kept going, he was like, okay, well, maybe he is an idiot like I thought.
Yeah.
And then.
So we forgot to explain the bad guy's
plan.
Maybe. Sometimes people like to listen to spoiler freeze.
Oh, okay.
Or spoiler versions. The bad guy's plan, the chameleon, she runs, like, a crime syndicate in this, like, really big city. And essentially did this whole plan to get the Staff of Wisdom, because that can open up the portal to the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
And she had always had to kind of, like, present herself as something that people wouldn't laugh at. And, you know,
so, yeah, she
people always, looked at her like a small chameleon.
She wanted to learn Kung Fu, and because she was a woman, no one would teach her. She
woman
just said,
and small, I think.
And small, yeah. She just said no one would teach me. So, you know, she turned to sorcery. She learned to shapeshift and all that stuff, but she didn't have the skills that came along. Like, she could turn into Tai Lung, but she could not fight like Tai Lung and have the skills. So she wanted the spirit staff to be able to open the spirit world and steal Tai Lung's chi and kung fu.
All
and,
like, of them.
Everybody else that she could get
her
hands on. Which,
again, I think was a better version of what they were doing with Kai. Where it's like, okay, see, they didn't, you know, like, the idea of, like, taking him and like, having it be a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I loved that idea. Again, it plays into, whereas Poe has been on a journey of earning everything, to contrast it with a villain who's as who's more powerful than him, but didn't earn it. Yeah. Like, I love that idea. So she's bringing back all of these past villains.
I'd say she fucking earned it. When he was like, you didn't earn it, I was like, she's probably been studying sorcery way longer than you and has probably earned it in the aspect that she learned enough sorcery to be able to do this and take these powers. So,
you know what?
What is earning, really?
I know. You know what? Well, maybe I stand
like,
corrected.
If these spirits from the spirit realm can't, you know, protect their fucking chi from me, then I guess I earned it.
But I did like that at the end, Tai Lung was like, you know what? Maybe you're a little all right, man.
That was cool. I did appreciate the kind of the nod of approval from Tai Lung. Where yeah. I was like, okay.
They're not best buddies, but I was like, out of all the villains, he would be the villain that maybe Kai more. But again, Kai wasn't like connected to him, so I don't care if Kai likes the panda or not. I liked Tai Lung kind of like, to me, that felt like a nice way to cap off the series where it's like it and it started with this like betrayal, this anger, this frustration, and to end it on a place from like, we're chill now.
I think a few thousand years in a cave of wonders really chilled him out. No, that was good. One little criticism that I had watching it, it's not necessarily like, but it is a criticism, and I don't know if it's this specifically or this genre, but it's like I said, the passing of someone being like the next master, where it was like when Oogway like dipped and was like, Shifu, it's your turn now, you know, and then now Shifu is like, okay, well, you know, now that you've been the dragon warrior, now you have to train a dragon warrior and you have to pass off, and now you're gonna be like the spiritual leader,
right?
Like Oogway was. And I'm just like, you guys really pass these titles off so fast.
Like, I know.
To people who are not ready. Like, you were obviously Shifu so much more, like, emotionally enlightened than him.
Yeah.
Like, you, it's not, it's just not his time yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's, he's been the Dragon Warrior for 5 years now. If that, I'm just like, and you have been training for what, 10, 20 years, and you still weren't even ready when Oogway handed off to you. Oogway was 500, if not older than that. This is just my own personal
kind of
annoyance rant where I'm
just like,
I fully
agree with you.
It's like in certain aspects of like real life where it's like, okay, like maybe I've been doing this for like 40 years and I'm like an 80-year-old man and I'm like gonna pass it off to you who you're 60 and you've been doing it for 30 years. And
right.
You're like, oh, I don't have it. And it's like, trust me, you're there. You now just need time to kind of lean into the whatever the role is and to train, and then you're gonna learn the last little bit. And that's exactly what happened to me. But it just seems like every movie they're like passing off the buck to the next person, and each person has less and less training.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just like, after a few hundred years, you guys are just gonna have like, it's all gonna be new hires. It's all new hires, and nobody's gonna know anything.
It's chaos ball out there. Just like, ain't nobody know what the fuck to do.
But
no,
yeah,
I fully agree. It's one of those things where it's like, I can't necessarily, I'm not able to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I thought that during this film too. I'm like, why does he have to give it away? Like, I understand emotionally. I appreciate emotionally what they're going for. Like, you can't always just rest in your laurels. Like, it is time to move on. I'm like, from a story writing perspective, like emotional character arc, great. From a practicality standpoint, makes no goddamn sense.
No, like I've been
That's not how you run.
For 5 years. I do not know. I don't know everything yet. Like, once
absolutely not.
I'm an old man, then I get to pass it off when I physically can't do the job anymore.
No,
and I have all the mental, you know.
It's like the type of thing that wouldn't happen if you're reading the book series Kung Fu Panda. Mm-hmm. But when you're watching like the movies cannot be taking place over that time period, because movies like to avoid that. They're like, we gotta have sequels, can't make them old right now. Like, I don't know what their problem
is. They're like, what if there's more sequels? We can't have him be 60 to pass the buck off. We can't skip ahead 40 years,
which would make more sense though.
Yeah,
he's like, you're over it. Is he though?
No, you're not over it. Like, I get that it's like, okay, maybe again lean into the training, but I guess since they already were like, oh, you have to train, it's like, I understand there's different aspects that you have to push somebody into to be like, hey, like, now work on this, now work on that, and then you'll get to the point where you're ready. But don't be like, oh, you're ready, here you go.
No,
trial by fire. Like,
fully,
if
you're able to get past that, you'll enjoy it. But if you can't, honestly, all the Kung Fu Pandas outside of the first one do that.
Mm-hmm,
the first one, but the first one plays into that where it's like the unexpected is absolutely a necessity to the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it is a direct challenge. And it only works because in that universe, in the first movie's universe, it doesn't seem like they hand that out so willy-nilly. Mm-hmm. But once the seal's broken past the first movie, there's like, hey, everyone gets to be
everyone gets to be
the Dragon Warrior, and we're doing it so quick. Hey, Shen, don't get comfortable, because in 2 months' time, you're going to be training the next Dragon Warrior. No,
seriously.
What? So
I just kind of like, guys. But, you know, yeah. That's kind of where I
did love, though, Benji.
I was gonna say it. I was like, "Do you have a call out for?"
Oh, absolutely.
For his,
they were fully leaning into the gay dads.
His two dads were two dadding.
No, they were two dadding all over the place.
Very co-parenting.
They would not let a scene go by without reminding the audience that he is our son.
Our son. I do like how much they embraced sharing him as their son, mm-hmm, and their responsibility.
That was the best thing. It was such a cute part of the movie.
Yeah, it was like not questioned at all. They were just like, there was one point where randomly the Poe's dad was like, that's my son, and the goose was like, that's our son. And I was like, that's weird that happened right there, because they've been very good about sharing him. Like not even like kind of having a little bit of competition like they did when he first met him.
Right.
It's just fully like, no, this is our son. Like, we share him equally. We both worry about him.
But yeah, they did
him.
Have that one moment.
Yeah.
I will say there was a part at the beginning I wasn't sure. Well, they kind of changed Ping's character a little bit at first, where he was like more scared than he usually was.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, now that they have this new dynamic of like the
mom and dad,
like they put him into the stereotypical like, oh, who's the freaked out one, who's the calm one? But then they kind of switch it halfway through the movie. They're like, oh, now Ping's actually the calm one, and Poe's dad's like panda dad, he's a little bit more freaked out. It's like, all right, guys, like, let's pick one. It still is cute because they make it work. Like,
hey, I think, you know, everybody, that's the markers of a good relationship, is that one person can kind of be strong and level-headed while the other person is losing it, and they're kind of, you balance each other out that way.
Would you say it's like a yin and yang?
It's like
black and white?
A Ping and...
Yeah, I don't remember his name. Yeah. It sounds just like... I loved that dynamic. Did we miss the Furious Five? Fast Five? No, Fast Five's
The Furious Five.
I miss them, but also it's like, it's kind of how I felt about and oddly enough, this movie kind of reminds me a lot of Toy Story 4. It's how I felt about the Toy Story sequels, where they just kept adding like the side characters, and then the movie would bend over backwards to include all the characters and all the plots. And then the fourth movie just goes, look, this was never about the side characters. This was about the Kung Fu Panda. Like, it's about him and his relationship with who needs to be in the plot. Like, I love the Furious Five. And for the Toy Story series, I love Ham, Mr. Potato Head, Mr. Potato. I love them all. But if you're going to make a Toy Story movie, like, it was like about Woody and Buzz. Panda, it's like, it's about Kung Fu Panda. I miss the Furious Five. But this one works. Like, it works with him, like, kind of like Poe training Shen, whatever the hell her name was.
I think it was Shen. I get that writing-wise, story-wise, but I guess, like, respect to consistency and continuity-wise, I would say you don't have to write them big parts. But don't be like, oh, well, we don't want to afford that. Don't corporate all over it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to afford them, so we don't need them in the story, and they're not going to be. If you're like, hey, they're just not going to have a big part because, honestly, they're doing their own thing. It's not a big deal.
Right.
I would be cool if the first couple scenes included them, and then they came back in the last part.
Well, here's what I think. I think it doesn't. It works because this is about Poe passing the torch, and for that thematically you almost kind of want him to feel more isolated, which is why it probably would have worked if he was old man Poe.
Yeah.
If this was like older Poe, and so you didn't,
if it was like years and years into the future and they all just had gone off and done their own things, I feel like that would be an old man Poe was holding it down even without Shifu. Like, Shifu was gone too. Like,
oh, that would have been sad.
Maybe he had, you know, done his little glitter walk or
the petals,
the rose petal walk,
glitter walk.
Is
he going to drag heaven?
I mean, that's how I'm gonna go. It's gonna be a glitter walk, girl.
Oh man.
Either he had done that, or maybe he was out, you know, running helping other people somewhere else.
Yeah.
But like, if it was like, oh yeah, I'm here, I'm holding down the fort of the peaceful valley, the Valley of Peace.
Yeah.
And now I feel in my soul, or Oogway and Shifu have appeared to me from the spirit realm, because now I know how to freely go back and forth even without the staff.
Oh, that'd
you
be
know,
cool.
As I'm at this level of a master that I can really do that. And now I can feel that it's time to train a successor.
Here's what I will say about the corporateness. I don't think story-wise, I disagreed with how they treated the Furious Five. I keep wanting to call them Fast Five. That is a sequel to Fast and the Furious.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind the way, I didn't need them in the movie until the end. I like that. What I do hate with animated movies, and they did this even before the Furious Five showed up, where they had the villains they didn't want to pay. They didn't want to pay Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
They didn't want to pay J.K. Simmons. So they're just kind of silently doing expressions. I'm like, I hate that. I'm like, I get it. Like, it's costs a lot even to just get one or two lines from them. But like, oh God, I hate seeing characters show up and they just don't talk.
But that's how I felt about the Furious Five
that's
coming
what I'm saying.
In at the end. Oh, okay.
I agree with you. I'm like, that's when it felt corporate. I'm like, I don't mind them showing up at the end, but like, have them say something.
Yeah.
Like, just, I know that it costs a lot, but you're Kung Fu Panda. Like, you can afford it, all right?
They're like, we can't.
Probably.
We're in so much debt, we made this movie just to get out of debt.
You know what? Fuck, you might be. That's where I got that, where I was like, I don't mind that they showed up at the end. I don't care. Story-wise, I didn't need them. But to have them just silently being like, I'm like, all right, okay. Get
even
Angelina Jolie to say something.
I was like, even if you literally just got Angelina Jolie, Tigress, to just say, hey.
Yeah, honestly. Just one
when
line.
When they walked in, yeah.
Would have been respectful.
Something just to give us like a little, oh, nice. Little cameo.
Yeah. Like, you can afford to have Angelina Jolie say one line.
Yeah.
You can afford to have Angelina Jolie say one
They're
line.
They're like, thanks for picking the most expensive one. Like, well, you prioritized that character.
Yeah, you did it.
And you never told us her fucking tragic backstory.
And then people are like, well, in the show they did. I'm like, yeah, I'm not watching the show. I mean, I might watch the show. I'm not opposed to watching a show, but I'm like,
you're not opposed.
Don't set it up in the second movie and then just be like,
yeah. I didn't realize there was a show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we've had a few people request us watch that.
Well,
we'll see. I mean, yeah. It's not on my top priority. I mean, I would love to learn more about them, but it's not my top priority.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I loved it. I had a great time with the movie. I don't think it disrespects the legacy of Kung Fu Panda no more than 2 through 3 did. I think it's a lot of fun. I think the set pieces are awesome. There's a bull in the china shop moment that I laughed so freaking hard.
That was great.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
There was a lot of good funny moments. Those sadistic little bunny babies were
those are the things
hilarious
that are most corporate to me
and
that's
terrifying.
The minions. But they're still funny.
I don't know. I enjoyed them, but I guess they're kind of minion-y, but still. I mean, I like a gimmicky little that side
character. They're the
character.
Squirrels from Open Range. They're what other animated movie has tiny characters that are trying to be cute but are really terrifying in multiples? I don't know. But if you've seen an anime movie, you've seen it. But it's still, well, I love, I like the actions. Yeah.
And you enjoyed the teetering.
Enjoyed the teetering house. Ki Hu Kwan, I think that's, I don't know how to say his name, but Short Round. He was the, oh God.
I thought so. He was the.
It's not an anteater. It is.
The gator?
No. He was.
Oh, the.
Pangolin. Sundai Pangolin.
He was the Pokemon.
Yeah, he was.
I forget what Pokemon that's called, though, but the one. It's not Scyther. No, definitely not. Sandot? No.
See, that's the thing. And someone pointed out that apparently a lot of the characters were based off of like old, was the term idioms or phrases?
Oh yeah, kind of like.
So we saw bulls in a china shop. What was it? A
pig's fly.
Pig's fly and a warthog in makeup or something.
Warthog in makeup.
Monkeys in a barrel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a few like gags like that, but they're not. They weren't obvious to me.
Mm.
I
definitely, the pig flying I got immediately.
I did not.
The bull in the china shop, obviously.
But that I just thought was a one joke, one off joke.
I wasn't picking up the pattern because I didn't know the warthog and makeup. I didn't notice the monkeys in the barrel.
I saw that but didn't connect it.
Yeah.
I think it's a cute movie. It works on multiple levels. Mm. If you take your kid to see it, you're going to have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
If you take yourself to see it, unless you're just like, just intent on being grumpy and angry.
Mm-hmm.
you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Don't be intent on being. I would say out of all the movies we reviewed, not all the movies, but this has probably been the first one in a while that I actually genuinely liked and wasn't just trying to play devil's advocate on. This wasn't Madam Web where I'm just saying, hey, don't be racist or sexist and hate this movie. This wasn't Velma where I'm like, hey, don't be sexist and hate this show. Yeah. This was like, no, I actually liked this.
Yeah.
This is good.
Nice.
Like, genuinely, I enjoy this. I will rewatch it more than three. This made me enjoy the whole series altogether. Like, I like this series now.
Nice.
It wasn't on my radar before we covered them, and now, yeah, these films are great.
I will not be watching more than five of these movies, just so we know, just so we're clear.
Oh, come on, Benji. I don't want to know what Poe has to learn in the fifth movie.
I can't with this series that just beat the movie into the ground. I'm like, I get it. He's the Kung Fu Panda. I can't do this anymore.
Come on, Benji.
It's not Fast and the Furious, but I'm like, if they do that and make like 9 or 10 movies, I am going to lose my mind. Sorry. Like,
they're all fun.
I enjoy this, but I enjoy these all as like one time watches, maybe two. Like,
come on, Grumpy Benji.
I'm not grumpy. It's not that it's not my genre, but it's like, I guess not my genre.
Probably not. You don't like men characters.
Yeah. Yeah. This needed to follow Tigress. And then I'd be like, yeah.
Well, that logically makes the most sense.
Kung Fu Tigress.
That does make sense now. You'd be all about this if it was about Angelina Jolie kicking butt.
Maybe. Well, yeah, probably.
All right. Anything else to say before we sign out?
That's about it.
I think that's good. If you're listening to this whole thing, thank you. This is our podcast. Obviously, I need to know. Like, you can follow a you can follow a podcast. I know you can do it on Spotify.
Yeah, follow us.
So follow us on Spotify if you want to watch our faces and all their hour long glory or however long.
All of their midnight glory.
Yeah. So you can see the full video on Patreon for $1. It just helps support us, and we thought we'd give you that little exclusive. If you're watching this on YouTube, please be sure to give it a like and a share, subscribe, all that stuff.
Well, this part wouldn't be.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, but if they're listening to it, go to YouTube right now. Stop your car. Stop cooking. Stop whatever you're doing. Stop having sex. Do you think anyone ever listens to podcasts while having sex?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, get it. Yeah, that's for the few people.
Specifically, they're just like, I want to listen to the podcast talking about Kung Fu Panda 4.
If even accidentally you've listened to us while having sex, please DM me because I want to know.
I want to know too.
I'm morbidly curious. You don't have to go into detail.
Did it turn you off or on? You're just like, I've got to get that squeaky voice out of my head because this is not my sex voice.
What is your sex voice?
Well, it's not this.
Oh.
Well, it's not this.
Well, now we're curious. Anyways.
Hey, hit that subscribe button. That's not how I talk.
We'll get it one of these days. All right. Hit that subscribe. Patreon is Patreon. And like, comment. We love you guys. And we'll see you later.
Until next time.
Sweet dreams.
Keep watching.
I'm Benji.
I'm Rizzo. Wow.
Good night.
That was rough.
It's okay. 1 in the morning.